The game is about to get underway. Just waiting for the referee. They've gone from a short kickoff, and wow, what about that? Dane Chisholm straight through. He's got the ball back, and they're inside the 20. Short kickoff, last game of the season. First time I've seen that for years.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever seen it in Super League. Well, it's not Super League here, but certainly, you know, since the Super League here started. What a great start by the Bulls.
Adam Sidlow drives it in 2 metres away from the line. O'Brien tries to pinch one. O'Brien's over the line. O'Brien scored. He said it was 80-0 a few weeks ago. It's already 4 points to. We've been playing literally 24 seconds and Bradford scored just to the left of the post. Wow. Yeah, it certainly is. Chanuk pretty much straight in front, just to the left of the post, and he adds the extra. So 1 minute on the clock and the Bulls are already 6 points to the good. And if you're a little bit late in, you've missed the first try with 30 seconds on the clock. It's over the top into the arms of Patel. Patel steps back inside. He gets the ball down in the corner. Experienced try. I don't think he's got much pace left over there on that far side, Adrian Patel. But what he has got is speed of thought. And he knew he wasn't going to get into the corner, so a big left foot step. And he had the strength to carry Warrensey over the line with him. Plonk the ball down for Bradford's second try. Their lead by 10 points to nil.
It is, it's just Bradford. I say, just keeping the ball alive, aren't they? I say, there's not a lot of purpose with the forward running hard, straight and direct, but they're keeping the ball alive very well. And
from the touchline, Chanuk, can he add the extras? Yes, he can. That's a great kick from wide out on the left-hand touchline. 12 points to nil. Sidlow was right on the line, but Minicella is there to stop him, along with Matt James. O'Brien looking to pinch one again. He's to the line, he's over the line. That's crazy from Sheffield. The mark is definitely offside, but when there's nobody behind you on your own line, Scully, you've got to make the tackle and give away the 2 points, surely.
Of course you have, absolutely. Just, you know, you should give the penalty away, but Adam O'Brien, the scheming hooker, what he is, he plays before what he sees, and great little dart from dummy half 10 metres out there, and Sheffield pay the consequences.
And Sheffield to Yari. Yari too big, too strong, and too easy. Scores a try on that left-hand side. Scully and I are joking about Elvis, but that's a good try from Sheffield. And you give these Sheffield guys an opportunity, and certainly Menzies Yari's done that for a long time for Sheffield, hasn't he? One-on-one, that sort of range, Scully, you're not going to stop him. And Sheffield are on the board. It's Bradford 18, Sheffield 4.
No, you're not as well. It's the first time, really. They give the ball, you know, a bit of variation to play there. Menzies Yari, 10 metres out from that sort of distance. No, you're not going to stop him. But, yeah, Sheffield, if you give him opportunities, they've got quality in there to...
Round the corner, has he got the extras? He has. That's a great kick from Aston. It is 18 points to 6. He gets the ball straight into the arms of the Bradford player, who swings it out to the left-hand side, straight into the arms of Warrensey, and it's the craziest try you will ever see in your life. And Sheffield have scored the try. And what, oh what, were Bradford doing there? It was a great break initially by Sheffield in QLT. Then two passes later, they lose the ball into the arms of Moss. Moss throws a crazy pass over the top of everybody. And who's the first to react? It's the winger on that far side, Rob Warrensey. And he just picks up the ball, puts it over the line, says, thank you very much. Bradford 18, Sheffield 10. What we have seen, Scully, we've seen some pretty good goal kicks, and that's another one from Aston, 18-12. And so, anyway, they've gone for goal. The 6 points behind. This would cut that deficit to 4. Corey Aston's nailed 2 belters so far. He doesn't miss from there. That's his third. And Corey Aston, like his dad Mark, not a bad goal kicker. So Aston, he's 30 metres out on the angle. I said he's a very, very good goal kicker, and that's a belter again. So another penalty. Chip, chip, chipping away. The Eagles score 8, and it's now only a 2-point ball game. It's Bradford 18, Sheffield 16.
They have indeed, and I say for the last 10 minutes of the first half, they're a better side as well, and certainly now.
On the bounce, picked the ball up, and this time he decided not to kick it, but to run hard and straight. Down the short side goes O'Brien to Wellham. Wellham with a bit of quality. Wellham dives in the corner. And for the first time in the second half, we see some quality from Bradford. It's through Chris Wellham, who scored lots of tries for the Bradford Bulls this year. They needed a bit of quality, and Wellham's came up with it. Is that the winning try? It's a big kick coming up for Bradford Bulls, but they've increased their lead. It's 22 points to 16, Chris Wellham with the try.
It is, and it's only a bit of quality we've seen from them in the second. Half, you just called it there, Craig. You know, but well, I'm just showing all his experience and himself as an individual player the quality. Got on the outside of his opposite number for the Sheffield Eagles, and he said, I'm going over for the 4 points in the corner. Is that now the winning try for the Bradford Bulls?
O'Brien back to Moss, further wide to Wellham. Wellham will get his second, just drifts on the outside of his man just for the second time in a couple of minutes. lacking the left centre since Thorpe has gone off, and Willem's got that little bit of extra pace. We've already talked about his quality. There's the cherry on top of the icing, Scully. There was, if there was any doubt, there isn't now, as Willem scores his second try in 5 minutes. It's Bradford 27, Sheffield 16.
It is indeed, and it's just that little bit of quality what Bradford have had, and certainly when you looked at the first half, the quality what they had, it took it to an 18-0 lead, and in this second half here now, they've realised that if they do give the opportunity to the outside backs with the quality what they've got, well, I'm just showing his class.
They're going to get the win today, 27 points to 16. It's not the best, but it's all about the results, and Bradford have got the win.
They've got the win. It's, I say, a win's a win, as the old saying will go there, and